when I am among the trees, especially the willows and the honey locust, equally the beech, the oaks, and the pines. They give off such hints of gladness. I would almost say that they save me, and daily. Once again, Mary Oliver begins her poem, When I Am Among the Trees, by grounding us in nature, this time setting us down in the middle of a forest. There are very real benefits to connecting with the natural world by taking a walk in the woods and immersing oneself in the natural surroundings without any technology or modern devices as a distraction. The Japanese call it forest bathing. And it isn't meant to be exercise or hiking or jogging. It doesn't really have a goal except for that it's simply being in nature, connecting with nature through our senses, sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. Forest bathing is like a bridge. By opening our senses, it bridges the gap between us and the natural world. One might even say it bridges the gap between us and the sacred, between us and God. That connection between us and creation, between us and the divine presence, is too easy to lose in a modern world that's filled with distractions and technology. Our focus too often goes right to our phones or televisions, and we don't see or hear the amazing life and the marvels that are all around us. And I even wonder if this lack of healthy and respectful connection with the natural world doesn't contribute to a lot of our culture's problems, especially the problem of violence in our lives. And it's no wonder that when Oliver is among the trees and reconnecting to creation, that she feels a hint of gladness. The trees lift her spirits as she feels a kind of healing come over her. The health benefits of nurturing our connection with nature has been verified in scientific studies. Forest bathing brings a person into the present moment, relaxes us, produces discernible health benefits such as reduced stress and worry, helping us to relax and even think more clearly. Being in nature can restore our mood, give us back our energy and vitality, refresh and rejuvenate us. Now, Oliver says the connection that she feels with the trees saves her on a daily basis. It restores her, it refreshes her. And when was the last time that we were able to go outside and really notice the trees? And if we did that, how did it make us feel? For Oliver, the healing that she receives grounds her in God's creation, and it anchors her to the possibility of her authentic self. She writes, I am so distant from the hope of myself, in which I have goodness and discernment, and never hurry through the world, but walk slowly and bow often. Oliver knows that we fall short of who we can become, distant from the hope of ourselves. But she sees in herself the person she wants to be. This is a good person, a loving person filled with compassion who is wise and discerning. This is a person who never hurries but walks slowly, savoring life, grateful for its blessings. This is a person who knows their place in the world and is humble, bowing often, respecting the worth and the place of others. In Oliver's musings about her ideal self, we might hear some similarities to Isaiah talking about God's servant. Now, this scripture is often interpreted as a prophecy of Jesus, but I think it really applies, I believe, to everyone who is trying to follow God. God delights in those who follow God's guidance, who serve love and justice. And just as the trees emanate gladness for those who take time to connect with them, God is delighting in those who take time to connect with God. And these God's servants work to create justice, to liberate people from their bonds. They don't cry out or raise their voices. They're humble, gentle, steadfast. They're good, loving, and compassionate. And it seems to me like Isaiah describes a very similar person to the one that Oliver hopes to become, a person whom God calls a light to the nations. Now, light reveals. This person is one whose life is a witness to God's love, an example of what one can become. And light also brightens the darkness. This is someone who inspires hope. And Oliver isn't quite there yet. But when she's among the trees, it seems to feel more possible. She hears those trees calling to her, inviting her to become her authentic self. Around me, the trees stir in their leaves and call out, "Stay a while." The light flows from their branches. The trees welcome her as if she's come home. It's where she belongs. And trees, like God, don't care who we are or what we've done, but they invite us in and ask us to stay, to relax, to risk being changed by connecting with them. They are there for whoever decides to walk among them. And for Oliver, light flows from their branches. Light is also healing and life-giving. For the trees, light gives them energy. They couldn't survive without it, and here they invite Oliver to stay and share their light and energy and be renewed. And if you haven't figured it out, I'm kind of thinking as these trees as a metaphor for the divine, right? The divine invites us to stay and share their light and energy and be renewed. But it seems as if Oliver hesitates, because the trees call to her again to reassure her. The trees know their purpose in life, to be a tree, to stand tall, to be filled with light and share their energy with the world. And they wisely tell us in Oliver's poem that our purpose isn't all that different. And they call again. It's simple, they say. And you too have come into the world to do this, to go easy, to be filled with light and to shine. The trees invite us to find our purpose and let our light shine. We are lights to the nations. We are beings of love meant to shine, to energize a world and fill it with the light of peace, hope, and justice. And Jesus gives us this same message when preaching to his followers. He tells them that they are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We are created to be salt, to enhance and preserve life like salt enhances and preserves food. And we are created to be light, to reveal God's love and blessings through our lives, to share our energy with those around us. It is by the light of compassion and love that shines out from our souls into the darkness of the world that the world will be changed and healed. Now, there are many reasons that we might hide the light of God's love that burns within us. Maybe we don't think that we're good enough to make a difference, or big enough, or rich enough, or maybe we think we're not Christian enough, or moral enough, or faithful enough. But we shouldn't try to hide our light, that inner spirit of love that we all possess. God would have us open our hearts to share our light, to share our energy with the world. And we can do that in so many different ways. One way is how we act. We shine our lights when we're kind and compassionate, treating people with love and respect. And we shine our lights when we be our authentic and wonderful selves, when we become vulnerable in our love, in our openness, using our talents, sharing our passions. And if we aren't quite sure what those talents are, or what those passions are, or who we are, maybe we can sit for a while among the trees and listen to their wisdom. That is, we can learn about ourselves? Why not try some new things? A new hobby, for example, can help us learn what we're passionate about. We can learn new skills and discover new talents to be shared. And spiritual practices like journaling and meditation can also help us learn about ourselves through introspection. Or we might use tools such as dream interpretation or the Enneagram, which helps us learn about our personality and our strengths and our weaknesses. And things like this, the Enneagram in particular has been used in spiritual circles for growth by people like Richard Rohr. It's a well-known tool. But however we learn, our gifts, our talents, our compassion, and our love are meant to be shared. It isn't that we are supposed to become salt and light, but we are salt and light right now, just as we are. Whatever we possess in our lives, in our very being, is good enough to be shared, good enough to make a difference, good enough to do justice and to love kindness, good enough to love God and love neighbor. We already have all that we need to shine. Amen.